And then television was a major, major big force, because that made, through the kind of vicarious involvement, that made us burning out and living out myth after myth after myth after myth, so that a 12-year-old kid had been through like 200 adult roles. So how's he going to grow up to become the postmaster of his local town when he's already been
a gangster
for the FBI, you know? And he's already gone to the moon and done all this stuff. So yeah, I don't think we should...
A gangster for the FBI.
Yeah, well, don't they have television? They have that both ways. But that was a big one in my estimation. And that's one of the things that's interesting, because people say, gee, the ordinary American family looks 4.5, 5 hours of television. Isn't that terrible? Well, it's a mixed blessing, because in a way of burning out... attachments, burning out fantasies, burning out myths, and all of the mythic figures of our culture are suddenly right there for you to see. Frank Sinatra and all those lines, and all the horror of Spiro Agnew and Nixon and all that. I mean, it all just...
And the war, and the immediacy
of killing people, and all that stuff.
So, well, I think that helps to account for the sense of dehumanization. And lack a feeling of the...
But also an awakening. I mean, don't see it all as negative. See it all, the dehumanization, but also the...
Well, the dehumanization is a funny kind of enlightenment.
Yeah.
It is an enlightenment. If you take kind of like the idea that a shunyata or egoless state involves the demystification of certain traditional ideas, identity, personality.
What I'd call deromanticizing it. In a way.
But on the other hand, it didn't propose a compassion or tenderness or mutual involvement or Buddha nature as an alternative.
Yeah.
It proposed a complete annihilating void.
A nothingness. And that's part of what the punk rock and all that is a kind of resonance about, isn't it?
Yeah.
A kind of an emptiness. It's all free. The whole hedonism of 70s, is that all?
I'd say it's more a protest against the emptiness. I don't think it's a going along with the emptiness. It's an ironic state. It's an ironic comment. I think it's very healthy.
I agree. It's
an enactment of the social proposition of empty void.
Yeah.
You see, the words for the Sex Pistols were, no future for you, no future for me.
Yeah.
As the most frank artistic and political statement made... at that time, a couple years ago, they were saying that because of the bomb, because of the economics in England, there is no future for you in terms of what was used to be prophesied
exactly.
The British Empire.
What are you going to do when you grow up? You're just not. It's irrelevant.
Yeah. So I think it was like the new wave in punk movement, I think, was like the old beat thing, and like the older bohemian, the flappers, I think was a healthy individualistic statement of character.
Yeah.
As against characterless homogenization and a certain aesthetic intelligence, and also a revolt.
Except it didn't have in it the depth of compassion that then emerges out of that. That was still the seed out of which it would later come. I mean, isn't compassionate.
New groups like The Clash have a great deal of intelligence and conscious awareness of where they're at and aren't hard-hearted at all. I think they're very open.